Hi, everybody. Welcome to Brashear Broadcasting. We're coming to you live from Philadelphia, Missouri, home of Marion County High School. And we're about to ready to do the national anthem. All right, nice rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner there by the Marion County Choir. We're going to get you the starting lineups here. First for Brashear, Sheree Cole.
Number 13, Jesse Hill.
And we'll just wait for them all to come out before we get you.
Number 25, Haley Garcia. And number 41, Christina Scudder.
Looks like we have Sheree Cole, Jesse Hill, Kimberly Elsie, Haley Kelsey, and Christina Scudder starting for the Brashear Tigers. Now for Marion County. We have number 30, Savannah Spratt, number 22, Heidi Tooley, number 10, Nicole Neeson, number 32, Taylor Spratt, and number 14, Maggie Hastings. I'm assuming this is the first game for each team this year, so it's interesting to see how they react. You never know how you're going to be with your new crop of players coming in. And I'll be flying solo tonight, so I guarantee you'll probably get tired of my voice by the end of the night. Getting ready to jump it up here. It'll be Haley Kelsey versus Taylor Spratt, controlled by the Tigers. Ray Cole brings it across the timeline. Bounce pass over to Hill on the right-hand wing. Hill to Elsie, top of the key. Looks in. Tries to employ her teammates to move around. It's taking a little bit of time. Gives it to Kelsey, top of the key. Haley has it. Over to Cole. Cole, left-hand wing. To Hill on the baseline. Hill looks high, gives it to Elsie. Elsie, top of the key. Gives it back to Kelsey, and we're going to reset. Kelsey, to the elbow. No, gives it to Sheree Cole. Sheree fakes three. Dribbles in. Lob pass to Kelsey. Almost stolen, but taken away. Elsie gets the first shot of the night. Off front of the rim. No good. Rebound, Mustang. Lob pass up ahead, Taylor Spratt. Layup, no good. Rebound to Tooley, no good. And knocked away. It's going to be controlled by Sheree Cole, and she gives it to Kimberly Elsie. Elsie dribbles up to the left-hand side. Gives it to Haley Kelsey. Kelsey has it at the timeline. Almost has it knocked away. Gives it to Elsie between the circles. She gives it to Haley Kelsey, who is between the circles now. Sheree Cole wide open for three. Good. 3-0 Brashear. Mustangs, a little bit of trouble getting across. Tula has it. Bounce pass. No, she gets it. Gives it out to Taylor Spratt. Long three. Rainbow. Up. This is going to be two. She had her foot on the line. Sheree Cole lob to Elsie. Elsie gets it up to Scudder, and it's going to be a bad pass out of bounds. Going to go back to the Mustangs. Lady Mustangs are going to bring it up. Going to be brought up by number 14, Maggie Hastings, across the timeline. Fake, over to the left-hand side, gets it to Spratt. Spratt looks high, gets it inside. A little hook shot, good. Nice shot there by Taylor Spratt. And it's 4-3, Lady Mustangs. Elsie has it in the corner. And she's looking, gets it up to Sheree Cole. Sheree Cole across the timeline, spin move, gets it to Elsie. Elsie in the left-hand corner. Dribble top of the key, bounce pass to Kelsey. Kelsey out to the wing to Cole. Cole holds it high on the right-hand wing, gives it to Hill on the baseline. Knocked away from Hill, but she gets it back. Lob pass to Cole on the wing. Top of the key to Elsie. Elsie bounce pass to Kelsey at the top of the key. She looks inside. Gets it to Cole. Cole from 18. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound to Scudder, who gets it out to Cole. Back to the top of the key to Kelsey. Kelsey will take the long three. Good. Nope. They're going to give her two on that. Put on the line. It's going to be 5-4 Mustangs. Another lob pass over the zone. And the Mustangs score another easy basket. It's going to be 6-5. Elsie has it. Looking. And she's just going to be able to dribble it across. And there's going to be a timeout by Brashear. 6-5. At least two times now the Lady Mustangs have been able to pass right over the top of the Brashear press. So obviously there's something. Somebody's not getting covered as they release to head back to the other end of the floor. So that's something that Coach Cameron wanted to talk about. Might as well, while we have this timeout, pass along get well wishes to Coach Williams. Hope she's feeling okay. Whether it's prescribed that she can listen to the game, I don't know, but it might make her feel a little better or worse, depending on how we play, I guess. Tigers going to have it after the timeout. They're going to inbound it on this side of the floor. It'll be Kelsey to inbound. Gives it to Kimberly Elsie. Elsie dribbles across the timeline. Gives it to Kelsey. Kelsey has it between the circles. Fakes. Goes back the other way to Elsie. Left-hand wing, to Kelsey, top of the key. Fakes. Looks inside. Gives it to Hill. Hill stuck in the lane. Spin move. Gets it out to Kelsey, top of the key. It's going to be knocked away by the Mustangs. It's going to stay the sheer ball. Six five, 4:50 left to go in the first quarter. Elsie has it, gets it to Kelsey. Kelsey over on the left-hand wing, in the corner to Cole. Cole dribbles along the three-point line, gets it to Hill on the baseline. Hill played tough by the Mustangs. Elsie has it, bounce pass to Kelsey, and Kelsey's going to reset the offense. She gets it over to Cole on the right-hand wing. Cole's going to dribble up to the circle. Tigers looking for a little bit of offensive rhythm here, haven't found it yet. Elsie has it, looks inside to Cole. Cole has it now over on the left-hand wing. Gives it to Elsie. Elsie holds it high and looks inside. Gives it to Hill. Hill inside to Kelsey. Kelsey looking for somebody to pass it to. Gives it out to Hill on the baseline to Elsie. Elsie fakes the shot. Gives it over to Cole. Another three. Oh, up front of the rim. No good. It's going to be knocked out of bounds. Stay with Brashear. Brashear can't get the right people in the right place at the right time to run the offense. Like I said, it's the first game. You can expect some of that. We're going to have a substitution. Neeson's coming out. And I'll try to find out who came in for. And there's going to be a foul. I think Kimberly Elsie's going to shoot two. Okay, to reset for you, the Mustangs have in Spratt. And no time to reset. It's going to be knocked away. Mustangs control. Pushed up the floor by Hastings. Hastings has it. Top of the key, and this will be their first chance to run their offense tonight, really. Inside to Spratt. Spratt gets it over. There's a jump shot from 15. It's going to be no good. Didn't grab much of the rim on that one. Heidi Tooley missed that one. And Kelsey's going to inbound it underneath the opponent's basket. Having a tough time finding somebody. Bounce pass through traffic to Hill. Hill. Trying to dribble out, and there's going to be a foul right there on number 22, Tooley, who got her on the arm. Brashear's going to try it again. Inbound under the Mustang basket. Scudder's coming out, and Ashley Clarkson comes in. Bounce pass to Cole in the corner. Dangerous, but she dribbles out of it. Has to pick up a dribble, gives it to Elsie. Across the timeline, Elsie bounces and gets it to Cole between the circles. Cole is dribbling over to the left-hand side. Looks high, bounce pass to Hill. Hill dribbles through traffic and almost gets it stolen, but she's able to knock it back out to Cole. And there's going to be another foul. Another foul on number 22, Tooley. I think that'll be her second. Nope, that's her first, but that's the third team foul on the Mustangs. Elsie has it. Gives it over to Cole on the right-hand wing. Back to Hill on the baseline. Dribbles in and out. And looking for somebody. Bounce pass to Clarkson at the elbow. Oh, back of the rim, no good. Rebound by number 32, Spratt. Almost knocked away by Elsie. But it's able to get knocked back to the Mustangs. Picked up by Clarkson. That was borderline scrum there. Hill grabs it and gets it across the timeline. She's being played really tough by the Mustangs here. As soon as she touches the ball, she's just getting covered like a blanket there in the corner. Hill, meanwhile, has it. Holds it high. Lob pass going to be picked off by Spratt. Spratt brings it up the right-hand side. Gets it to number 14, Hastings. Hastings looks high, fakes on Trey and gets it out. There's going to be a Spratt fakes the three. Holds it over on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Jenny Mitchell. Back to Spratt. Inside, nice play. That was a nice play by the Mustangs there. A little give-and-go action. And they were able to put it home. Savannah Spratt with those points. Cole has it in the middle of the zone, trying to get it across the timeline. She does, and gets it to Elsie between the circles. Elsie gives it over to Cole on the right-hand wing. Bounce pass to Hill. And there she is being played tough again. There's going to be another foul on the Mustangs. It's going to be their fourth tee. So, Mustangs spreading around the fouls anyway. Chelsea Cobb's going to come in for Hill. It's tough to when you come in your first game and they're playing you so tough. Meanwhile, number 34, Kelsey Tooley, checks in for Savannah Spratt. And Brashear inbounds under their own basket. Kelsey has the top of the key. Holds it high. Gives it to Elsie for open for a long two. It's going to be good. Oh, they give her three on that. I thought her foot was on the line, but that's all right. It's going to be 8-8. A little bit of token pressure here by the Tigers. Cross-court pass by the Mustangs. And now they get it across the timeline. Taylor Spratt fakes and comes back outside to the three-point line. Mitchell has it, gives it back to Spratt. Spratt on the baseline, guarded by Collip. Now switched and guarded by Cole. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Good defense here by the Tigers on this trip. Mustang pulled it high, almost knocked away. Mustang fake to three. Go up in the lane, and it's going to be called for the foul. That was a good take by number 14, Maggie Hastings, and she's going to get to shoot two, first free throws of the game. Here's her first. High Archer's off the back of the rim, no good. Still 8-8, 54 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Here's her second one. That one's up. Side of the rim, no good. Rebound in the lane. Oh, nice. Ooh, that was a... The officials are getting together. It looked like Chelsea Collip threw it off of the Mustangs there. Maybe have a bloody nose even. And now they're going to award it to the Tigers. They first gave it to the Mustangs. I think the official was blocked out on the play there. But, hey, they got together and made the right call on it. And that's all that's important. Meanwhile, 32 Taylor Spratt's the one that took it off the old melon. And she's going to have to come out and get her nose stopped from bleeding. And number 30, Savannah Spratt's going to come back in. Meanwhile, Cole brings it up timeline with 45 seconds left. Elsie has it. Looks inside. No, gets back out to Cole, top of the key. Cole dribbles to the right. Now comes back to the left. Fakes, gives it to Elsie. Elsie on the right-hand wing. Dribbles out away from pressure and gives it to Collip on the baseline. Collip dribbles around, gets it to Elsie. He's wide open for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And there's going to be a foul on Kelsey. The Mustangs had another breakaway, and Kelsey was able to reach up and kind of hit the arm and make sure they didn't get that easy layup on the other end. So that's only the second team foul by Brashear. It's still 8-8, 20 seconds left to go. Mustangs inbound it, getting ready to bring it across the timeline. Number 14, Hastings. Top of the key to Savannah Spratt. 6 seconds left to go. Mustangs have it, and there's going to be a travel by number 24, Jenny Mitchell. I apologize that it's taken me a while to get these numbers down. They wrote them, the order they wrote the numbers in are in alphabetical or numerical. I don't know. Elsie has it. Gets it to Clarkson, knocked away, and that's going to be no shot for the Tigers in the first quarter. 8-8 is our score. We'll come back with the second quarter after this. It'll be Mustang ball to start the second quarter. 8-8 is our score. Taylor Spratt's going to inbound it. Gives it out to Hastings. Hastings runs across the timeline, guarded closely by Cole. Comes around to the right-hand side. Almost knocked away, and that's going to be a nice defense there by Sheree Cole. Was able to knock it out of Hastings' hands, and Hastings knocked it out of bounds. Kelsey's going to inbound it right in front of me. Elsie comes around on the curl, gets it across the timeline. Is she going to be able to beat Spratt to the basket? No. But Kelsey's there filling up the lane. One dribble away from the defender. Good. Oh, boy, that was a nice-looking play there. Kelsey filling up the lane nicely, taking one dribble, get away from the defense, and puts it up from 10. Good. Meanwhile, the Mustangs come down the other side of the floor. It's 10-8, Brashear. Hastings thinks about three and then thinks again. Off back of the rim, no good. It's going to be rebounded inside by the Mustangs, and there's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to Brashear. That was a nice rebound by Jenny Mitchell, but whenever she brought it down, all the Brashear hands were able to catch up with her. Scudder comes in for Kelsey, meanwhile. Scudder's going to inbound it underneath the Mustang basket. Elsie breaks free. Gets it to Cole. Cole in front of the Mustang defense, but she has to pull up. And she gets it to Elsie between the circles. Elsie picks up her dribble, looking for somebody to pass to. Somebody needs to get open for her, and Cole pops out to get it on the left-hand wing. Cole dribble, gets it to Collip on the baseline. Collip fakes going in and goes back outside. Picks up her dribble and gets it to Elsie, barely. Elsie dribbles down between the circles. Gets it over to Cole. A little two-man game between Cole and Elsie. They seem to be the only ones that are open. Everybody else is guarded too closely. Ooh, Collip cutting to the basket, but they weren't able to get it to her. Scudder, meanwhile, gets it to Elsie. Elsie pops out. She's wide open, but she's not going to take the shot. Meanwhile, she gets off a pick from Scudder. A little give and go is not going to work. Tried to run the pick and go, that pick and roll there, and the pass into the post wasn't as good as they would have liked. Meanwhile, Hastings has the top of the key. Gives it to Neeson. Neeson gives it to Spratt, filling up the lane. Out front of the rim, no good. And there's going to be a foul on Chelsea Collip. Heidi Tooley was able to get inside position on Collip, and Collip had to, that foul's going to be on Scudder. That's her first. Three team fouls for the Tigers. First free throw's no good. Meanwhile, Hill comes in for Clarkson. Here comes second free throw. 10-8 Tigers, 6:18 left to go in the first. Second shot by Tooley's good. Cuts the lead to 10-9. Scudder bounce pass into Elsie underneath the Mustang basket. Looking. Fights forward and gives it to Cole, who brings it across the timeline. Has to pick up a dribble right there at the timeline. Kind of dangerous. Bounce pass to Elsie, cutting to the basket. Pulls up from 18. Good. Nice shot there. As soon as she broke free from her defender, she kind of pulled up there and let the defender run on by, and she was able to make the basket. Nice little 18-foot shot. Meanwhile, Hastings brings it across. Almost knocked away by Cole. Picked up by Spratt. High arcing three. No good off the side of the rim. It's going to be chased down by Chelsea Collip. Looks to get it to Cole, and Cole gives it. Lob pass to Hill at the circle. Gets it to Scudder over on the left-hand wing. Scudder gives it back to Cole. Cole, lob pass is going to be over the head of Collip, who is able to chase it down still. Gets it to Elsie for a long three. Nobody was guarding her. Taylor Spratt's able to get the rebound. Long baseball pass up ahead to Mitchell. And there's a bad pass off the bottom of the backboard, and the Tigers are able to get it back. The Mustangs are willing to run at any given time. As soon as they know that they can beat that pressure, they're heading up the way. Meanwhile, Scudder has it at the elbow. Gives it out to Elzy over on the right-hand wing. Elzy tries to shake free. Lob pass to Scudder. He throws up the shot off the backboard. No good, but she's going to get to go to the free throw line. 12-9 Brashear. 4:57 left to go. That'll be the fifth team foul on the Mustangs, I believe. And it's going to be a timeout, 20-second timeout by Brashear. Well, one thing that we've definitely been able to notice in this game is that the Mustangs aren't afraid to try to throw over the top of that that press by the Tigers. The Tigers just kind of in bad position there. And the Mustangs are able to get a lot of passes open down court, so hadn't been really able to translate that into points, but as long as they keep doing that over the course of the game, it's going to add up, definitely. Meanwhile, on the Tigers' end of the court, they're getting a little better at moving around. There early on in the game, it was a lot of standing around, not really sure where you're supposed to go, and you'd only see a couple people touch it on any given trip down the floor, so now more people are starting to get involved, and I think they're just getting a little bit better hang of the defense. I mean, they have a new coach. I'm sure that Coach Cameron's running much the same design as Coach Williams, but it's always different when you have somebody else standing on the sidelines telling you what to do. Meanwhile, Hill has it over on the left-hand wing. She dribbles out the top of the key and stays at the wing. Now goes back to the top of the key. Gets it to Elzy. Elzy gets it to Collip. Collip over to Cole on the left-hand wing. Cole dribbles into the free throw line. Gives it out to Elzy, top of the key. Elzy gets it out to Collip. Collip dribbles in. Throws up a shot from 18. No good. Rebound by Hill. Nice offensive rebound. And she's going to be called for the traveling there. She tried to take a little dribble and get away from the defender, but kind of dragged her foot whenever she went to set herself, and they got her on it. It was good defense by the Mustangs there not to give her anywhere to pass to. Hastings brings it across the timeline. Crossover dribble. Gives it out to Spratt on the wing. Gives it to Neeson, who misses their shot from 10. Rebound by the Mustangs. No good. Rebound again, and that's going to be knocked out of bounds off the Mustangs. I think the crowd here thought that Chelsea Collab reached around and knocked it out of her hand, but we get the benefit of the doubt on that one. Sheree Cole, meanwhile, brings it across half court. Picks up her dribble top of the key. They've been doing that a lot tonight, too. Elzy has it, and they're going to call her for the travel, even though her legs got tangled up with Heidi Tooley. So I think you could have called a foul on Tooley there if you wanted to, but maybe it was a makeup call because I think they missed one down here just now. So Hastings is going to bring it across half court. Crossover dribble. Cole guards her closely. Hastings gets it over to Spratt. High arcing three off back of the rim. No good. Rebound inside, and there's going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Mustangs. 12-9 Brashear with 3:44 left to go in the second quarter. Mustangs inbounding under their own basket. Savannah Spratt. Lob pass to Hastings. Hastings dribbles from the wing inside, and there's going to be a foul on Cole, I believe, who gives kind of a sheepish grin. She knew that she played defense with her hands right there. You got to play with your feet, they always say. Mustangs unbounded once again underneath their own basket. Looking. Gets it out to Hastings. Hastings gets it. Dribbles in. Gets it out to Spratt. Spratt shovels her feet, and she's going to be called for the walk. She got a little bit too anxious there on the fake and took one too many steps per dribble on that. Kelsey is going to inbound it. Mustangs call off the press, and Elsie's going to bring it across unmolested. She has it top of the key. Gives it to Collip, who picks up her dribble. Gives it to Kelsey, who's back in. Over on the left-hand wing. Kelsey fakes. Looks inside. Gives it to Cole. Cole holds it high in the corner. And good pick there by Kelsey going to the left-hand wing. A little pick-and-roll action. Kelsey has to bring it back out. Elzy has it. Fakes. And they're going to call her for the travel on that. Both teams are getting a little bit of happy feet. We're trying to bring it home in this first half. 3:08 left to go. 12-9 Brashear. Mustangs try to get it across. Some pressure by Brashear doing a better job at covering those lanes, those passing lanes now. Meanwhile, Hastings gets it inside. It's going to be knocked away and picked up by Elzy. Elzy looks to go the other way, but they give her a kind of a token trap in the corner and make her give it up, and that's going to slow down Bashir, and they're going to have to walk it across. Nice play by the Mustangs there to pick that up. Meanwhile, Haley Kelsey has it. Lob pass in, cutting, and Sheree Cole. Oh. They're going to wave off the shot. I don't really see how, but Cole's going to get the basket. She made the basket on the back door, but they said the push game before that, so it's not going to count. Meanwhile, Mustangs are going to take a timeout, full timeout. A little bit of game reset for you. There's 2:42 left to go in the first half. Bashir's leading 12-9. Team fouls. Mustangs have four. And the Lady Tigers have, or excuse me, the Mustangs have five fouls and the Lady Tigers have four. Lady Tigers going to inbound it under their own basket. It'll be Kimberly Elzey. She gets it to lob pass to Cole, and it's going to be over and back. She should have just let it go. She would have been able to bring it back across, but she touched it before it went over half court, and she's going to be called for the over and back on that. Hastings is going to walk it across. Gets it to the right-hand wing, and there's going to be a body foul on Sheree Cole. No, there's going to be a foul. I think there's going to be a moving screen call. Actually, I have no idea what the call is, but I know the Tigers are going to get the ball back. Kelsey's going to inbound it to Kimberly Elzey here in front of me. They're going to have 2:34 to try to run something. Now the officials are sorting out what's going on. All righty. Elzey has it, brings it across half court. Picks up a dribble, gives it to Elzey, top of the key. Who fakes to Elzey and gives it to Cole, who runs the curl pattern, throws up a three-pointer, no good. And it's going to be rebounded underneath by the Mustangs. They've got three on one down to the other end, but they can't get it up there in time. Taylor Spratt has it over on the left-hand wing, and she's going to have to bring it back out. Hastings has the top of the key. Gets it over to the right-hand wing. Taylor Spratt dribbles off her foot, and it's picked up by Neeson. Neeson has it over on the left-hand wing now. And it's going to be knocked away by Elzey, but picked up again by Hastings. Neeson had it, had an open shot in 15, but she didn't want to take that one. Hastings tries to give and go, and she's got it close to by Cole at the top of the key now. They're going to reset. Taylor Spratt has it over on the left-hand wing, holds it high, looks in. Gets it to Thule, or excuse me, Thule has it now. And it's going to be knocked away by Kelsey. Nice block there by Haley Kelsey. I'm trying to get the numbers sorted out for you. I have a whole other half to do that, I guess. Mustangs inbound underneath their basket. Hastings has it. Long two is going to be good. Nothing but net on that one, and it's going to be 12-11 Mustangs. We got a low-scoring first half, which probably leads to a pretty energetic second half, I would imagine. Close game. Meanwhile, Kelsey has it, top of the key. Gives it to Cole. Cole picks up a dribble on the left-hand wing, gives it to Elzey. Elzey to Hill, who's back in the game, holds it high and gives it to Kelsey at the free throw line. Give and go to Hill, who loses the dribble. Tries to knock it away to Elzey, but it's going to be picked up by the Mustangs. Taylor Spratt's going to bring it up. She misses her cutter on the other side of the court, who's still wide open under the basket, and now finally the Bashir goes to fill in the lane. Right-hand wing holds it high, gives it to Neeson. Over to Spratt. Spratt, high, arcing three-pointer off the backboard, no good. Rebound inside by Mitchell. It's going to be knocked away and picked up by Elzey. Elzey gets it across to Collip. A nice pass there, kind of a whirling pass. Collip off the backboard, no good. She kind of got pushed farther outside than she wanted to for that layup and just hit off the front of the rim. Meanwhile, Hastings has it, gives it to Spratt. Spratt holds it on the left, right-hand wing. And now she brings it back out. Guarded closely by Hill. Hastings picks it up from Spratt. Goes off the pick, and she gives it to Neeson. Neeson has it over on the left-hand side. Gives it top of the key to Spratt. Spratt holds it high, looks inside, fakes left, goes right. Mustangs get it to the free throw line. 2 seconds left. Spratt doesn't know how much time. Neeson is not going to get it off in time. And that's going to be the end of the first half with Lady Tigers leading 12-11 going into the second 16 minutes. We may have some stats for you on the other side of this halftime, but we'll be back in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes or so. All right, getting ready to start second half. Just a reminder, the Brashear Lady Tigers are up 12 to 11. I've got my numbers rewritten in numerical order. That's kind of a novel idea, but hey, it works for me. We're going to have Hastings and Heidi Tooley, Neeson, Savannah Spratt, and Taylor Spratt is going to be for the Mustangs. Brashear's going to get the ball first. It's going to be Haley Kelsey, inbounding to Elsie, along with Cole, Scudder, and Hill. Elsie brings it across timeline, holds it high, picks up her dribble. Backdoor pass to Cole, who stops at the right-hand wing. Throws up an 18-footer. Good. Hey, that's a good start. It's 14-11, Brashear. Hastings brings it up. Gets it over to Spratt. Knocked away there by Scudder. That's a nice play. Scudder let her go on by and then was able to kind of swat the ball away as she let go of it. Inbound by the Mustangs. Looking. Gets it over to Neeson, who fakes. Gets it back out to Tooley, who gives it to Spratt. Spratt holds it over on the right-hand side. And brings it out to the top of the key. Neeson fakes and gives it to Spratt. Spratt's going to take a long three. Front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Kelsey, filling up the lane. Gives it out to Hill. Hill across to Sheree Cole in the middle of the floor, and she's going to bring it across. Cole has it over on the right-hand side. Looks high and gives it to Scudder. Scudder, getting ready to go for the backdoor pass, but it was knocked away, and Cole picks it up. She's going to bring it out between the circles again. Holds the ball, gives it to Kelsey. Kelsey goes around the pick. Lob pass to Scudder, give and go. Nice play there by the Brashear Tigers. Give and go by Kelsey and Scudder. And a 16-11 Tigers. Hastings has it at the circle. Gets it across to Neeson. Neeson holds it on the left-hand wing. Gets it to Spratt, who was wide open for a second and can't get the shot off. Neeson, meanwhile, has it. Cocks her arm back from 18. No good. It's going to be rebounded by Hill. Does spin move, gets away, and gives it to Cole. And Cole's going to bring it up. Across the timeline, she's looking at Elsie and never passed it to her. She gets to Kelsey instead at the free throw line. Takes a step back from the defender. No good. Rebound inside by Spratt. Oh, loses her dribble and should have been a traveling, but they didn't call it. Neeson has it over on the block. Gives it to Tooley. No good. Rebound to Scudder. Nice position there by Scudder, and she's going to get it to Elsie between the circles, brings it across the timeline. Guarded closely by Heidi Tooley. Picked by Kelsey at the circle, and now Kelsey gets it. Gives it to Cole over on the left-hand wing. To Hill on the baseline. Kelsey streaking, gets it out to the elbow. Fakes, gets it to Hill. Hill dribbles around to the free throw line. Shoots it from 12. Good. Nice play there by Hill to use the pick. Get open for a little bit, and a nice 6-0 run by the Lady Tigers opens an 18-11 lead. 5:36 left to go. All right, there's a nice start to the second half by the Lady Tigers, a 6-0 run. They're moving a lot better without the ball now, and it's getting a lot of open shots, a lot of shots that they weren't seeing in the first half. Able to get a little bit of a better flow going through the lane. You got to be able to move across the lane if you're going to get those open shots, and they've been able to do that. Nice give and go, nice little pick play. And all of a sudden, it's a 7-point lead for the Lady Tigers. Mustangs inbound it. Hastings is going to bring it across. No pressure by the Tigers, so she's able to walk it up. Goes over to the right-hand wing. Gets in the corner to Spratt, who gives it to Neeson. Neeson over to Tooley. Tooley gets it to Spratt. Taylor Spratt gets rid of her defender and puts it up from the block. No good. It's going to be knocked away, and Sheree Cole's going to get it out at the free throw line. Bounce pass to Elsie over on the right-hand wing. Holds it high. Gives it to Cole, top of the key. Cole's wide open, bounce pass to Scudder, bounce pass to Elsie over on the right-hand wing. Now gives it to Cole, who's wide open for three. No good, off the side of the rim, and it's going to be rebounded by Spratt. Spratt for the baseball pass, up to Hastings. Hastings, layup, no good. It's going to be knocked away, and it's going to go to the Tigers. Mustangs able to get out and run a little bit. That was a whale of a pass by Spratt. Kind of a lob over the top of two Brashear defenders. But Hastings wasn't able to bring home the layup. And Cole gets it up to Elsie over on the right-hand wing, to Hill on the baseline. Hill holds it high. Dribbles around the defender. And knocked away, and she gets it back. Gets it to Elzy. Fakes a shot and gets it wide open from 10. Nice shot, Kimberly Elzy. Able to shed her defender and put it up from about 8 to 10 feet. Bank it off the backboard. Meanwhile, Spratt has it at the other end. Quick shot, good. And they're going to give her 2 points on that. It's going to be 20 to 13, Tigers. Elzy gets it to Cole on the right-hand wing. Cole holds it high and gives it to Elzy, top of the key. Over to Kelsey, left-hand wing. Kelsey dribbles across the free throw line. Cole wide open three, no good. And it's going to be an air ball out of bounds. That was a good thought there. She was open, but I think she rushed the shot a little bit. Mustangs inbounded to Hastings. Going full throttle here, as the Mustangs have been doing all night. Thule fakes. Gets out to Savannah Spratt, who corrals it over on the left-hand wing. Gives it to Taylor Spratt, top of the key. Fakes and gets some room. Throws up another three. No good. It's going to be knocked away by Neeson and picked up by Thule. Her shot is short. Picked up in the middle by Savannah Spratt, who puts it off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Kelsey, finally. Able to outleap Savannah Spratt, the shooter. She was able to get the rebound and give it to Elzy, and Elzy's going to walk it across. 20 to 13, with 3.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Cole has it on left-hand wing. Gets it out the top of the key. Fakes to Elzy, and now gets it to Hill. Hill takes another shot, another dribble, and gets it to Kelsey, who gets it out to Cole. And around the horn to Elzy, who's over on the right-hand wing now. Hill has it, baseline, fakes, lob pass to Scudder. Scudder, one dribble, bounce pass to Elzy, who's wide open. Nice shot. Nice play there by Scudder to get away from the defender. Was able to get close enough to the basket to draw Elzy's defender away, and Elzy had a wide open shot from 12. She put it in. 22-13 Tigers. 2:55 left to go in the third quarter. Taylor Spratt's going to launch a three from the right-hand side. It's going to be up front of the rim. No good. And the rebound's chased down by Elzy, who is, as she's going out of bounds, able to get it to Hill. Nice play there by Kimberly Elzy. Nice athletic play. Hill brings it across and gives it back to Elzy between the circles. Cole has it on the left-hand side. Gives it to Hill on the baseline. Ball fake, and it gets knocked away, but Kelsey picks it up on the baseline. Gives it out to Cole, and they're going to reset. Kimberly Elzy has it between the circles. Gives it to Hill over on the right-hand side. Lob pass to Scudder. Same play. Loses the dribble and gives it to Hill. Hill, fake, gives it to Kelsey, at the free throw line and gives it out to Cole. Kelsey passed up a shot there. And now Elzy has it around the horn to the left-hand side. Hill gets away from defenders, no good off front of the rim. One-handed rebound by Kelsey. No good off the backboard. Here's her shot, and the Mustangs get it. Hastings is going to bring it up. 22-13, just under 2 minutes left to go in the third. Taylor Spratt across the lane. Nobody stopped her, and she's going to go all the way to the basket. Oh, that's the first thing you teach you. Got to pick up the person with the ball. Taylor Spratt was able to cut it to a 7-point lead. No pressure by the Mustangs, and Elzy walks it up. Elzy doing much of the ball handling in the second half. Cole has it. Dribbles top of the key. Bounce pass to Elzy, who's looking over on the left-hand side. Right-hand side. Gives it to Cole. Cole on the left-hand side. Dribbles to the wing. Gets it to Hill over on the baseline. Hill holds it high. Tries to use the pick by Cole. Oh, a dangerous lob pass by Elzy, and she's able to corral it. That could have been 2 points the other way for the Mustangs. Rashear content to use up a little clock here. Elzy holds it high, looking for somebody. Gives it to Cole between the circles. Cole gets it back to Elzy. Little two-man game between Cole and Elzy here, between the circles. Kelsey comes out to take it, and we're going to start the offense. Cole streaking around the baseline, gets it over on the right-hand wing, lob pass to Hill. Hill, one dribble, can't take it up, guarded by four girls, and she's going to be called for the travel. Got a little bit too excited when she saw the triple team show up. And she's called for step. She's going to come out of the game, and Chelsea Koff's going to go in. Mustangs are going to inbound it, and Hastings is going to bring it up. 48 seconds left to go in the third. It's 22-15 Tigers. Hastings gives it over the left-hand side to Thule. Thule holds it high, actually on top of her head, and gives it back to Mitchell. Hastings brings it into the free throw line. Gives it back to Mitchell. Mitchell throws it up from 10. It's going to be air ball, and it's going to stay with the off the Kelsey's fingertips, and it's going to stay with the Mustangs. 24 seconds left to go. It's 22-15 Tigers. Pass over the top by the Mustangs. Hastings able to get it down. Thule will get it between the circles. 18 seconds left. Gets it back to Hastings. And here they go. Hastings. Spin dribble. Is able to get it to Thule, who does a little nice ball fake and gets around the defender and goes up. Slow defense there by the Tigers. It's going to cost them at least two. Basket was good, and she's going to shoot a free throw here. Thule. That'll be the second foul on Scudder and the first team foul. First foul of the half, actually, for either team. 9 seconds left to go in the third. 22-17, Brashear. Here's a shot by Thule. It's good. Nice little left-handed free throw by Thule, and it's going to be 22-18. 8 seconds left to go. Elsie has it between the circles. Lobs in, gets it to Scudder. Scudder gets a little space, and it's going to be rebounded by Mitchell, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter. So the Lady Tigers able to extend their lead by three. It's going to be 22-18 going into the fourth quarter. Here we go. Last 8 minutes. It should be fun. 22-18 Tigers. Mustang's going to inbound it. It's going to be Savannah Spratt. Going to inbound it. Gets it to Thule, who holds it high over on the left-hand wing. Out to Hastings. Hastings dribbles across between the circles. Now over to the right-hand side. Gets it to Spratt. Savannah Spratt, excuse me. Mitchell has it. Gets it to Thule. Thule dribbles in and back out. A little give and go to Hastings, and Hastings is going to go in and get two free throws. That's going to be a foul on Trey Cole. That's her second and the second team foul. Hastings will shoot two. First one's no good. 22-18, 7:36 left to go in the fourth. Ashley Clarkson's going to check in, as is Taylor Spratt. Scudder will go out. Taylor Spratt came in for Neeson. Kelsey Thule. Hastings' second shot is up and good. Cuts it to a three-point lead. Elsie gets it from Kelsey underneath the basket, and she'll bring it up. No press by the Mustangs here in the second half. Elsie has it. Top of the key. Gives it to Cole. Cole dribbles back to the top of the key, looks and gets it to Collip over on the right-hand side. Collip picks up a dribble, gives it to Cole. Good defense here by the Mustangs. Bounce pass to Elsie over the top of the key, gets it to Kelsey. Over to Collip, who's wide open, 15. Good, nice shot by Chelsea Collip. Able to work it to where most of the Mustang defenders were on the left-hand side, and they got it over to the right-hand side, and she was wide open from 10. She put it away. 24-19, Tigers. 7 minutes left to go. Spratt gets it, looks in, gives it to Thule. Ball fake, gets away from her defender. Picked up by Mitchell in the lane. No good. Rebound by Elsie. Nice position. She does a crossover dribble, guarded by Spratt, but Spratt's going to leave her and go back down and play some defense. Elsie brings it across the timeline between the circles. Over the left-hand side for Kelsey. Wide open from 15. No good. It's going to be rebounded by Hastings. Hastings lob pass to Savannah Spratt. Fills up the lane. Takes it straight to the hole. Nice job. As soon as she got that ball at the three-point line, she knew where she was going. Gets it to a 24-21 lead for the Tigers. 6:26 left to go. Elsie has it, and it's going to be a timeout by Coach Cameron. Both teams a little apprehensive at the start of the night, and they're starting to really feel their way through this game. It's 24-21 with 6.5 minutes left. Elsie will bring it across the timeline. Gets it over to Cole on the right-hand wing, or left-hand wing, excuse me. Kelsey has it, almost knocked away. Gives it back to Cole. Wide open for a second from three-point line, and decided to hold it back. No need to rush a shot here. Wide open again, so why not? They're going to let her do it. That's going to be an air ball, but it's going to be picked up by Collis. That's how it was such a bad shot, it was a good shot. And Collis was able to pick it up under the basket. Elsie has it between the circles, bounce pass to Cole over on the left-hand side. Tigers having a little bit of trouble running their offense here. I don't think everybody knows where to go for sure. Collip gets it to Elsie. A lot of yelling and screaming going on. I don't really know why. Elsie holds it top of the key. lob pass to Kelsey from at the elbow. And there's going to be a foul on Hastings. It's going to be the first foul for the Mustangs. 24-21, Bashir with 5:38 left to go in the fourth. It's way too close a game for the first game of the year, in my opinion. Elsie has it underneath the basket. Lob pass to Kelsey. Top of the key gets it to Collett. Bounce pass to Elsie over on the left-hand baseline. Brings it back out. Lob pass to Clarkson. Clarkson takes it right to the basket. High off the backboard and good. Nice shot there by Ashley Clarkson. One dribble. Spin dribble to get away from the defender, and she's able to put it away. Meanwhile, the Mustangs get it across in a hurry. Thule underneath. Little hook shot, no good. Rebounded by Clarkson on the other end. Way to get back on defense, Ashley, and Elsie brings it across. Gets it to Cole, who actually brings it across, and Cole has it over on the right-hand side. In the middle to Kelsey at the free throw line. Takes a step back and gives it out to Cole, who's at top of the key. Holds it high. Looking for somebody to pass to, and she has to bring it back out. She's going to try to use a pick from Clarkson, but to no avail. Clarkson has it at the elbow. Almost knocked away. Bounce pass to Elsie, who's open from 10. No good, and it's going to be picked up by Savannah Spratt. A little bit of hands there by the Tigers, and that's going to cost them. You got to get position on the rebound. And they didn't get it. And it's going to cost them foul. It's going to be a foul on Chelsea Collett. That'll be her first, and she's going to come out of the game in favor of Jesse Hill. A third team foul for the Tigers. 26-21 Brashear with 4:44 left to go in the fourth. Hastings has it. Guarded by Cole as she brings it across. Gives it to Thule. Thule holds it high. And gives it back to Hastings. Hastings to Spratt. Back to Hastings. Hastings thinks three. Gives it over to Neeson, who's open from 19. No good off the back of the rim. It's going to be over the back on Haley Kelsey. That'll be the fourth team foul on Brashear. No team in real danger of getting into foul trouble yet. I don't think anybody on either team even has three. Kelsey's going to come out, though, with her second foul. Scudder's going to fill in the lane. Mustangs. Rebound underneath. A little give and go. Spratt off the backboard. No good. Rebound bounces the lane. Picked up by Cole, who manages to come out with it. Bounce pass backwards to Elsie. And Elsie's going to walk it across. She gets it over to Cole on the right-hand side. About 10 feet outside the arc on the right-hand wing. Fakes the dribble in. Bounce pass into Clarkson. Clarkson fakes the dribble, gives it out to Cole. Long three for Cole. No good. Air ball rebound by Elsie over on the baseline. That's the second time that's worked out for the Tigers this half. Elsie looking to get some instruction from her coach. Almost stolen, but she gets it to Cole. Cole, crossover dribble at the top of the key. Gets it to Scudder. Scudder has it at the elbow, gets it out to Cole, whose previous troubles on the three-point line probably cost her to pass up one just now. Clarkson gets it at top of the key. Dribbles around. Gets it to Cole on the right-hand side. Hill gets it. Drives baseline, and she's going to be hit on the hip by Neeson, and that'll be the second team foul by the Mustangs. Hill had a pretty nice lane to the basket there, and Neeson had to get in front of her to stop the easy layup, and now the Mustangs are going to take timeout. 26-21 Brashear with 3:22 left to go in the fourth. It'll be Mustang ball. No, it'll be Tiger ball. Elsie's going to inbound it under a basket. Scudder, Clarkson, Cole, and Hill, the other people on the team. Elsie. Lob pass to Cole on the right-hand wing, who gives it back to Elsie. Elsie holds it high. Dribbles away from... Gets it to Clarkson at the timeline. There's a big battle. And Clarkson's going to be pushed by either Spratt or Thule. Caused her to fall across the timeline there. And it's going to be a foul on Spratt. That's her first. That's a third team foul on the Mustang. 26-21 Brashear with 3:12 left to go. Scudder will inbound it at half court. And Elsie will get it in the backcourt and bring it back across. And there's going to be an elbow foul on Thule. And that's going to even up the fouls at four apiece, team fouls. That'll be Thule's third. It's a 26-21 Brashear. 3:08 left to go. Clarkson will inbound it in front of the Brashear bench. Bounce pass to Elzy. Elzy fakes going in, goes back out, and nice shot by Kimberly Elzy. She faked going to the basket and stepped away from the defender and able to drain it from 18. It's going to be 28-21 Brashear. Knocked away from Spratt, who Savannah Spratt, and picked up by Taylor Spratt, who brings it back around to the top of the key. Now I guess it to Hastings. Hastings looking inside, guarded by Cole. Into Thule. Thule high off the glass, no good. Rebound by Clarkson. Another big rebound by Ashley. Dribbles away from pressure, bounce pass across the lane to Cole. Gets it back to Elzy, and Elzy is going to bring it across. Elzy has it over on the left-hand side. Looking for somebody, gets it to Cole. And Cole's going to be fouled by Hastings. A little bit of aggression there. Cole was able to beat her to the ball just by half a step, and it cost her the foul. That'll be the third foul on Hastings. Fifth team foul on the Mustangs in a hurry. About the fourth foul in the last minute or so. 2.5 minutes left to go. It's 28-21 Brashear. Clarkson inbounds it on the baseline. Gives it bounce pass to Elzy. Elzy around a pick by Clarkson and Cole. Gets it between the circles. Now a pick by another pick by Cole, and she's able to get free for a second and gets it to Cole. Cole has it top of the key. Tigers content to run some clock here as long as they can keep getting it back and forth. Elzy has it at the circle. Gets it to Clarkson. Clarkson has it between the circles, across to the left-hand side to Cole. Over to Hill, and on the baseline. Hill on the left baseline, gets it to Elzy. Knocked away and stolen by Thule. And there's a foot race to the other side. Hill gets in front of her and stops the easy layup. That'll be the fifth team foul on the Tigers. And that'll be the first foul on Jesse Hill. 1:55 left to go in the fourth quarter. 28-21 Brashear. Savannah Spratt will inbound it underneath the basket. But first, Jesse Hill has to go get some a wound taken care of. Collip's going to check in for Hill. Hill has to get, I think she got a cut or something. She's got to get that taken care of, and Collip's going to come in right in front of the inbounder, Savannah Spratt. Lob pass to Hastings. She's wide open for a second until Elzy comes out and covers her. There's a shot by Kelsey Thule, who just came into the game, and it's 28-23 Mustangs. 1:45 left to go. Elzy walks across, gets it to Kelsey over on the left-hand side. Kelsey, who stepped across the timeline, but she ended up being pushed by Savannah Spratt. And that'll be the sixth team foul. Next foul for the Mustangs will put the Tigers in the bonus. And it'll be a timeout, full timeout by Coach Cameron. 28-23 Brashear with 1:36 left to go in the fourth. Hey, we're going to try to bring it home for you here. 1:36 left to go in the fourth. 28-23 Brashear. Tigers are going to get it after the foul by Savannah Spratt, her fourth foul on Kelsey, or fourth foul against Kelsey, I guess, for Spratt. And Kelsey will inbound it at the half-court line. Bounce pass to Elzy in the backcourt. Elzy is going to be fouled by Thule, and that'll be Thule's fourth, and Elzy will be shooting free throws 1-1 here. Meanwhile, the Brashear Tigers men's team is in the corner getting ready to come out onto the court. Hopefully help the girls celebrate a win here. Elzy will shoot 1-1, 28-23 with a minute and a half left to go in the fourth. First shot is good by Elzy. Clutch free throws. You got to be able to make those to win any games, and we're going to see that here, as you can be sure that the Mustangs are going to foul every chance. Elzy's second one's good. That makes it a 7-point lead. Taylor Spratt brings it across the timeline. They're going to need to start putting some quick shots up here. And it's going to be out on the Mustang. I think a lot of them don't agree with it, but I think Cole got her hand in there and knocked it off the Mustangs before it went out of bounds. Kelsey's going to inbound it underneath the Mustang basket. Bounce pass to Cole. And there's going to be a foul on Hastings there over on the side. They had Cole kind of trapped there. If they would have tried to force a turnover, they might have got away with something. But Not to be. They wanted to stop the clock. Minute 23 left to go. 30-23 Tigers. And Cole is going to shoot 1-1. That's the 8th team foul on the Mustangs. Here's Cole's first. No good. It's going to be rebounded to Taylor Spratt, who gives it up to Hastings. Hastings, who just picked up her fourth foul, gives it to Thule. Thule loses the dribble, knocked away, got to Cole. And Cole's going to be called for the carry on that. I think Mustangs got their hand in there and kind of disrupted Cole's rhythm. Pratt's going to inbound it for the Mustangs on the sideline. Gives it into Thule, back to Spratt. Spratt to free throw line. Underneath, wide open is the Mustangs. Off the backboard, no good. Ball goes off a lot of fingers, and it's going to be picked up by Taylor Spratt, I believe, and she's going to shoot two. You don't want to stop the clock when you're up by seven late in the game, but the Tigers got caught there with their hand in the cookie jar. And Taylor Spratt's going to shoot two, 30-23. First one is no good off the back of the rim. 1:06 left to go. Second shot by Spratt is good. That cuts it to a two-possession game, 6 points. Kelsey looking, bounce pass to Cole. Cole gets it across to Kelsey, who's going to bring it across. Minute left to go in fourth quarter. Bounce pass to Scudder, who took an extra step, apparently, and is going to be called for the travel. It looked like she kind of used her pivot foot there, but I'm not the ref. There's going to be a pass to half court to Spratt, who gets it to Thule. Back over to the top to Hastings. Hastings fakes the three. Goes over to the side. There's a long two. No good. Rebound by Kelsey, who is going to get fouled by Thule. And Kelsey's going to shoot 1-1. That may be Thule's fifth. 30-24 Tigers with 45 seconds left to go in the game. That is her fifth. Fifth foul on Heidi Thule. And she'll have to go have a seat for the rest of the game. Neeson's going to come in for Thule. Nice game by Heidi Thule there. Kelsey is going to shoot 1-1. First shot. It's good. 31-24 Tigers. Just under 46 seconds left to go. Here's Thule. Kelsey will shoot another one here. It's up and good. 4 out of 5 free throws made in the last minute by the Tigers, and that's helped extend the lead to a 32-24. Spratt gets it in lane. Off front of the rim, no good. Mouse is in lane. Taylor Spratt gets the rebound. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Scudder. Nice position there on that one. Bounce pass over to Cole, and they're going to foul her. It's going to be fouled by Hastings. That's going to be her fifth. And that'll put the Tigers in the double bonus. 29 seconds left to go. It's 32-24, Bashir. Mitchell's going to come in for Hastings. Sheree Cole's going to shoot two free throws here. First one's no good. 32-24, 29 seconds left to go in the fourth. Here's the next by Cole. And around the rim and no good. Rebound by Spratt. It's going to be fouled by Scudder. And that'll put the Mustangs in the bonus. Both of those free throws look good. Clarkson is going to come in for Scudder. 28 seconds left to go. 32-24 Tigers. Savannah Spratt's going to shoot 1-1. Here's her first. Up and good. 32-25, Bashir, excuse me. And she'll get another one. Probably going to expect some full court press here by the Mustangs coming out of this. And there's a lane violation by Spratt. Stepped on the line as she shot. And it's going to go to the Tigers. There's going to be a timeout. I guess timeout by the Mustangs there. 28 seconds left to go, 32-25. Tigers going to inbound it. Due to the lane violation, 28 seconds left to go, 32-25, Brashear. Kelsey will inbound it underneath the Mustang basket. Bounce pass to Cole in the corner. Cole's going to be fouled by Neeson. That's about all the Mustangs can do right now. See if the Tigers will miss some free throws here. Still got half a minute left to go. 7-point lead. It's not out of the question with 3-point shot. Tigers have to make some free throws here in order to bring this win home. Start out 1-0. Cole's first one's good. Looked a lot better in the last trip to the line. Here's her second. It's good, too. Nice job, Sheree. 34-25, 9-point lead for the Tigers. Savannah Spratt's going to bring it across. Fills up the lane, right to the basket, and no good. Rebound in the middle to Spratt, and there's going to be a jump ball. It's going to go to the Tigers. Spratt got the nice job on the rebound, but she brought the ball down to the where the sea of hands are, and the Tigers were able to grab it, and there's going to be a foul by Taylor Spratt. Elzy will go down the other end, shoot two. 16.4 seconds left to go. Tigers up 34-25. Elzy will shoot two. First one is good. Here's the next. And it's good, too. Savannah Spratt will bring it up the middle of the floor. Bounce pass to Taylor Spratt, who dribbles up to three-point line. And fakes the three, goes up for two. It's going to be an air ball, and it's going to be out of bounds going to the Tigers. 4.5 seconds left to go. 36-25, Brashear. Kelsey will inbound it to Elzy, and Elzy is going to let the clock run out. Hey, it was a nice first game for the Tigers. After a 1-point lead at the half, they're able to stretch it to 11 by the end of the game, outscoring the Lady Mustangs 24-14 to close out the game. And we'll see if the boys can do the same thing. We'll be back on the other side of this. All righty, we're back. Getting ready to start the second half of this doubleheader. It'll be the Brashear Tigers against the Marion County Mustangs, and we're going to have the starting lineups for you here in a sec. Starting for Brashear, we have Cale Moore, Andrew Linhart, David Anderson, Jacob Shipman, and Cale Watson. Got two seniors, three sophomores. Now, here we go with the Mustangs. The Mustangs. We got Herner, Donis, Bainter, Myers, and Mitchell. And they happen to be coached by Ryan Wood. Sorry, I didn't get the ladies coach in for the first game. That was Mike Johnson. Of course, the Brashear coach is Coach Cameron, filling in for Coach Williams. Get well soon, Coach. And the Brashear boys are coached by Coach Copeland. Well, this one maybe start out a little faster than that last game did, 12-11 at the half. Probably frayed my nerves a little bit. I'll see if I'm up to it. I'll broadcast as long as I'm able to. It'll be Watson jumping against Bainter, I believe. It'll be controlled by Shipman for the Tigers. Gives it to Watson. Watson's going to bring it across. Has it between the circles and gets it out to the right-hand side. Lob pass to Moore. Moore dribbles to the baseline. Gets it to Shipman, who loses it. Gets it back to Linhart. Linhart throws up a wild shot off the backboard. It's going to be picked up in the lane by the Mustangs, and they're going to bring it across. Myers will bring it across. Gets it to Herner. Herner, top of the key to Bainter. Bainter over on the right-hand wing. Back to Herner. Herner, look. Lob pass going to be knocked away by Linhart. But it's going to be picked up again by the Mustangs. Myers will get it, and he'll bring it back across again. Second try. Here we go. Picked up by Bainter over on the left-hand wing. Lob pass. There's a three-pointer by the Mustangs. No good. It's going to be picked up by Linhart. And Linhart gets it out to Watson. Watson will bring it across. 0-0. 7 minutes left to go in the first. Anderson has it over on the left-hand wing. Anderson, spin, dribble. And he's going to be called for the travel in the lane. Had to hold that pass up for just a little bit too long, and it ended up costing him. No score here in the early going. Myers is going to bring it across. Gets it to Herner over on the right-hand wing. Baseline to Donis. Back to Herner. Herner to Bainter. To Herner back. Back to Myers. Myers over to Herner on the right-hand wing. Baseline, Donis dribbles in, has come back out. Herner now top of the key. Back to Herner. Back to Donis. Up and under, is knocked away by Watson, picked up by Moore. Bounce pass to Anderson. There's going to be a foul on the transition by Herner. Boy, that was a whale of a play by Watson there, coming across for the stuff. Starting a fast break, but and Linhart inbounds it, and there's going to be another foul on possibly Herner. Watson got it over on the side, and he was pushed out of bounds. Nope. That foul is going to be on Mitchell. Watson looks high, gets it to Moore over on the left-hand side. It's going to be knocked away. Moore gets it back, knocked away again. Myers is going to pick it up, and he's going to come across the timeline. Pass to Herner over on the right-hand wing. Herner looks inside, trapped, and gets it back out to Myers. Myers cross-court, knocked away again by Linhart. That's what the Tigers can throw at you. They got a lot of quick guys out there. Belzer is going to come in for more. Myers has it. And gets it back. He's over on the left-hand side, excuse me. Picks up his dribble in the left-hand corner. Cross to Bainter. Bainter back to Myers. Myers in the corner to Herner. Herner looks inside but can't do it. Herner gets it back. Looks inside again. No. Gets it to Myers. Myers pops on top of the key. Good. That's going to be a three-pointer. And it's going to be 3-0 Mustangs. Meanwhile, Watson, a little trap there at the circle, gets it to Linhart. Linhart, lob pass in. It's going to be knocked away. Stay with the Tigers. Linhart's going to inbound it underneath his own basket. Gets it to Belzer, who gets it tied up. Is able to get it out to Anderson. Anderson knifes his way through the lane, throws a wild shot off the backboard. Rebound by Shipman. Nice play, and he puts it up and in. It's going to be 3-2, Mustangs. Myers brings it across. 5:18 left to go in the first quarter. And it's going to be a turnover. An unforced error, as they would call it in tennis. Myers just simply threw it away, and there's going to be a timeout for Coach Wood and the Mustangs. 3-2, Mustangs, 5:13 left to go in the first. Tiger, Linhart's going to inbound it right in front of me to Watson. Same five come back out for the Tigers. Watson brings it across the timeline, crossover dribble, gets it to Linhart over on the left-hand side. Belzer gets it at the elbow to Anderson, top of the key. Bounce pass to Watson. Long two. Front of the rim, back of the rim, no good. It's going to be rebounded underneath by Mitchell, who gets it to Myers. Myers brings it across. Gets it to Donis. Lob pass over the top to Herner. Back out to Myers. Myers. Lob pass again to Donis over on the right-hand side. And they're going to call Shipman for the foul. Donis tried to draw contact at first. And Donald's going to shoot two here. Foul on the shot. 3-2 Mustangs. 4:41 left to go. First shot's good by Donald. Here's the next. It's good also. 5-2 Mustangs. Here's a little bit of pressure by the Mustangs. Watson. Trapped in the middle, gets it across to Shipman. Has a wide open lane to the basket, up and good. Nice play by Shipman. As soon as he got it, headed toward the basket, and Mustangs couldn't cut him off. Myers brings the basket across. It's 5-4. Even though it says 55-4 on the scoreboard, maybe wishful thinking. Another pass almost thrown away there by Donis. Donis gets it back from Myers. Bowls his way through Linhart, and he's going to get called for the travel there. Slow call by the ref. Could have been either a travel, a charge, or fouling Linhart, and I guess two of those three would have benefited the Tigers. Moore gets the inbound from Watson, gives it back. Meanwhile, Watson, baseball pass across the timeline to Shipman. Shipman, left-hand dribble. He's got his hand bandaged up there, his left-hand bandaged up. Meanwhile, the Mustangs get called for a foul on Shipman there. It looks like that'll be Myers, perhaps, and that'll be the third foul for the Mustangs. Watson will inbound it over on this side of the floor. About halfway between the timeline and baseline. Gets it to Linhart at the timeline. Linhart dribbles between the circles. Bounce pass over to Moore. Moore dribbles baseline, fakes a shot, gets it to Shipman in the lane. Shipman up. No good. It's going to be rebounded by Donis. Donis gets it to Myers. Myers brings it across in a hurry. Over to Donis, who carries it on his hip. And gets it out to the top of the key to Myers. Myers to Donis. Back to Myers. Myers over on the right-hand side. Looks in. Gets it to Herner. Baseball pass underneath. And it's going to go to the Tigers. A little bit too much pepper on that. Wholesale substitution by Coach Copeland. It'll be Kylie Watson, Fertig, and Justin Hazen coming in for the Tigers. Shipman, Moore, and Belzer will come out. Make sure we still have five people. Yeah, we do. Ferdy gets in the middle, gets it back to Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline in a hurry. 5-4, Mustangs, 3:30 left to go in the first quarter. Linhart has it between the circles. Fakes right and goes left to Hazen. Hazen gets it to Watson. Watson gets it to Hazen. Hazen shot from 18 off the back of the rim, no good. Tries going for the rebound, follow his shot. Nice play, Justin, but he isn't able to get the rebound. Mitchell gets it and gives it to Myers, who gets it across to Donis. Back to Myers over on the right-hand side. Back to Donis over on the left-hand wing. Donis. Lob pass to Myers. Myers will take a three. Good. Got to stay on that guy. I think that's the second one he's made. It's 8-4 Mustangs. Watson gets it to Hazen right through his hands. I think he tried to look, see where he was going. He tried to look, see where the ball was going. Or where he was going before the ball got there, and it cost him a turnover. It's 8-4 Mustang, 2:52 left to go. Myers has it. Gives it to Herner on the baseline, right in front of me. Back out top to Myers. And they're going to call a foul on Mitchell there, clearing out with the elbows. Mitchell doesn't agree with that, but the umpire, or the referee, excuse me, said, let's get away with it first time, not the second time. So they're going to send in a number 33 who's not on my... That's Tobias. Meanwhile, Kylie Watson gets it to Kale Watson, his brother, and Watson has it between the circles. Baseball pass underneath to Linhart. Block. Gets it back. Or excuse me, that was Kylie Watson underneath, and he's going to get to shoot free throws there. He stuck with it. Missed his first shot, and he stuck with it. And Kylie Watson is going to shoot two. Here's Watson's first. Nope, out front of the rim, no good. 8-4 Mustang, 2.5 minutes left to go in the first. Second. Good. Nice high arc and high spinning shot there by Watson. Kylie Watson is 8-5. Meanwhile, the Mustangs inbound it. Herner gets it, 2-on-1 break. Pull up by the Mustangs. No, had a wide open guy underneath the basket, and he decided to take the shot anyway, and Cale Watson gets the rebound on it. Cale Watson brings it across. Takes right and goes left to Linhart over on the left-hand wing. Linhart holds it high and gets it to Watson on the baseline. Cale Watson dribbles back up to the wing and back all the way around to the top of the key. Bounce pass over to Hazen. Hazen looks inside and gives it to Cale Watson. Watson looking for somebody to pass it to. Gets it to Fertig, who tries a little alley-oop play. Probably could have come down with it and put it up, but just off front of the dances on front of the rim and comes off. Meanwhile, Herner gets it. High arc, a shot for threes. No good. Rebound on strong on the weak side by Linhart. Linhart gets it to Watson, and Cale Watson will walk it across. 8-5, 1.5 minutes left to go in the first. Linhart gets it over on the right-hand wing. Underneath to Kylie Watson, who gets it to Fertig. Goes up strong, but it's off side of the backboard, and it's going to go to the Mustangs on the rebound. Trey Treasure will see his first action of the night. And Fertig will go out. Meanwhile, Myers gets it over in the corner. Gets it over to Herner. Herner gets it knocked away by Hazen, gets it back. Underneath to Mitchell. Mitchell out to Herner. Over to the top to Myers. And Myers gets it back. Over on the right-hand wing. Knocked away. It's going to be picked up by Donis. There's going to be a foul and almost a and one, but it bounces off the back of the rim. It's going to be no good. He's going to get shoot two free throws. Donis very active underneath. He's not the tallest guy out there, but he's always around the basketball. And he'll shoot two. That's the second team foul on Brashear. His first free throw is no good. 8-5 with 59 seconds left to go in the first. Shipman comes in for Treasure. We've got Shipman, Kylie Watson, Cale Watson, Andrew Linhart, and Justin Hazen for the Tigers. Donna, second free throw. Good. 4-point lead for the Mustangs. Linhart gets it over on the left-hand side. Three-quarter court press by the Mustangs. Kylie Watson gives it bounce pass to Cale Watson. Cale holds it high, and 45 seconds left to go. He has it between the circles. Cale Watson, bounce pass. Telegraph that pass to Linhart. Donis going to be able to go all the way. Nope, he's going to lose it off his... Maybe he was thinking dunk there. I don't know, but he was able to... He lost it off his thigh out of bounds, and Tigers get another shot. Just under 40 seconds left to go. 9-5, Mustang. Cale Watson, off a pick by Linhart. Gets his pocket pick. Herner is able to take it all the way in. Quick inbound by the Tigers. 25 seconds left to go. It's 11-5. Linhart gets it and crosses the timeline. Guarded by Herner. Over to Cale Watson. Watson fakes. Gets it to Linhart. Linhart fakes the three. 12 seconds left. Gets it on the baseline to Cale Watson. Cale Watson to Shipman, who's wide open underneath the basket. Good. Nice look there by Cale Watson. Good play by Shipman to gather and bring it in. 3 seconds left to go. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Linhart with a second and a half left to go in the first quarter. The Mustangs looks like they'll have time to throw up some sort of Hail Mary shot here. 11-7, they're leading. There's a long three. It's going to be no good by the Mustangs. So after the first quarter, we got Marion County Mustangs 11 and Brashear Tigers 7. We'll be back for the second quarter after this. It'll be Mustangs ball start second half, or second quarter, excuse me. 11-7 game. Marion County with the lead. Herner will inbound it to Myers. It'll be Herner, Myers, Mitchell. It'll be the starting five, it looks like, plus Tobias. There'll be a foul on Shipman underneath, away from the ball. You don't want to see that. That'll be the third team foul on the Tigers, and that'll be Shipman second. Myers will inbound it underneath. Looking underneath. Bounce pass to Mitchell. It's going to be knocked away. Picked up by Herner. Myers will launch a long three. Good. I believe he's 3 for 3 for the game. I may be off on that, but he's made both of them that I have paid attention to anyway. Moore gets it. Underneath, going to be knocked away. Picked up by the Mustangs on the press. Myers will bring it across. 14-7 Mustangs. Herner has it over on the right-hand side, and he shovels his feet. He's going to be called for the travel. Tigers get it back. Need to start getting the people moving around there. Anderson's going to come in for Moore. Linhardt will inbound it in front of me to Watson. Kale Watson. Kylie's not in right now. He's the only Watson we got. Watson between the circles. Crossover dribble. Gets it over to Linhardt. Linhardt, long three. Good. There you go. Andrew Linhardt with the three. 14-10 with 7 minutes, 10 seconds left to go in the first quarter. First half, excuse me. Myers. A little 2-3 zone here by the Tigers. Myers has it. Pulls up for long three. Front of the rim, no good. It's going to be rebound underneath by Mitchell. Picked up by Miller. It's going to be knocked away. And it's going to stay with the Mustangs. Miller got his hands on it, but Mustangs were able to come over and knock it off of Miller's thigh. And it'll stay with the Mustangs. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Watson's coming in for Miller now. Kylie Watson's in. Coach Copeland with copious substitutions here early on in this season. Myers throws up a wild shot. Good play there by Kylie Watson to get the rebound. Lob pass over the frenetic Myers. Try to atone for his bad shot. And Cale Watson brings it across the timeline. Linhardt has it over on the right-hand wing. Excuse me, left-hand wing. Mass pass into Kylie Watson, who lobs over the top. It's going to be stolen by Myers. Myers is going to bring it across. He's going to go up for the layup. No good. Rebound by the Mustang. Transition rebounding. Tigers were a little bit faulty at it. And it looks like Bainter is going to go to the line and shoot two. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Tigers. And the first foul on David Anderson. 20-second timeout by Coach Copeland. Here we come back from the timeout. 6:22 left to go in the second. 14-10 Mustang. Bainter will get ready to shoot his first of two. Here's the first shot. It's good. Finally rattles home. 5-point lead for the Mustangs. And you'll get one more. Second one's good, too. Cale Watson will inbound it to Linhardt. Linhardt brings it to the middle of the floor and gets it across the timeline over on the right-hand side. Between the legs dribble. Gets it to Anderson. Almost thrown away. Anderson going straight to the basket. And he's going to be called for the travel. He kind of got away from himself there on that. And the Mustangs are going to come back. 16-10 Mustangs with 6 minutes left to go in the first half. Myers has it. Between the circles. He's going to drive all the way in. Gets it to Tobias. Rebound goes to Cale Watson. And Myers dogs him a little bit and then goes back down and plays some defense. Cale Watson will bring it across. Gets it to Linhardt. Linhardt wide open for three. Good! Linhardt 2 for 2 in the second quarter from three, and that cuts the lead in half. 16-13. Mustang. Myers will bring it across. They're going to have to get out there and guard Linhardt if he's going to keep making those. Herner gets it to Myers. Myers has it over on the right-hand side. Gets it back to Herner. Herner with the ball fake. Gets it inside to Tobias. Tobias with a spin-around shot from 15. Good. 18-13 Mustang. Watson. Linhardt. Wide open for a second, but they didn't get the ball in time. Anderson has the top of the key. Anderson looking for somebody to pass it to. Decides to drive in. Pulls those up. A shot off the backboard from 10. No good. It's going to be rebounded by the Mustangs. Myers will bring it across. 18-13. 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. Long pass to Herner. Herner fakes the three. Gets it inside to Tobias. It's going to be partially blocked and rebounded by Shipman. Nice play by the Tigers there. Good positioning, good defense. Kale Watson will bring it across. We got Watson, Anderson, Shipman, Kylie Watson, and Lynn Hart. Watson with a couple dribbles in the top of the lane. Nice floating shot from 15 by Kale Watson off the backboard. That was pretty smooth. It's 18-15 Mustangs now. 4.5 minutes left to go in the second. Myers has it, top of the key. Gets it over to Herner over on the left-hand side. Herner dribbles back around the top of the key and gets it to Myers, who's well made over to the right wing. Myers holds it high, drives in, throws up a shot, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Kylie Watson. Kale Watson slaps in the side of the head on that rebound, but nothing was called, and he's having trouble seeing. Second timeout by Coach Copeland. Watson went up for the rebound, got hit hard enough to where his head snapped around. Still didn't call a foul on it, and it was bad enough, rung his bell enough where he has to come out of the game. We're going to have Shipman, Belzer, Hazen, Linhart, and Kylie Watson will be in the game now. It'll be Tigers ball down three with 4:05 left to go in the second quarter. Lynn Hart will inbound it. Three-quarter court press by the Mustangs. Lynn Hart gets it to Hazen. Hazen, good ball handler. Lob pass to Lynn Hart. Lynn Hart gets it across the timeline. And they're going to call a kick on the Mustangs on that. Could have been a foul also. They're going to give it to the Tigers underneath the basket. Lynn Hart has it. Holds it high. Lob to Hazen. Hazen almost knocked away. Lynn Hart gets it. It's going to be over and back. It'll be Mustang ball over on the opposite side in front of the scorer's table. Herner will get it to Myers, and we'll start this one. 3:53 left to go. 18-15 Mustang. Myers gets it to Tobias. Tobias, lots of ball fakes, gets it to Herner. Back to Myers. Myers is going to put up another three. Why not? Off the back of the rim, no good. And Hazen's able to come up with that rebound somehow. As he went jumping through that pile, it strangely balanced on the back of his neck there. And when he landed, he just picked it up. Belzer gets it over on the wing. Ball fake. Lob pass to Linhart, and there's going to be a foul. I would think so. That'll be a foul on Myers. That might be his third. That'll be the 16th foul on the Mustangs. That's only the second on Myers there. Kale Watson is going to come back in for Belzer. Lynn Hart will inbound it to Watson near the timeline. Watson brings it between the circles. Ball fake. Gets it to Hazen. Hazen holds it high over on the right-hand wing. Lob pass to Shipman. Knocked away. Shipman is able to get it back to the crowd. Gets it to Kylie Watson over to Lynn Hart, and they'll reset. Just over 3 minutes left to go. It's 18-15 Brashear. Lynn Hart bounce pass to Hazen. Hazen with the ball fake. Dribbles in from 18. Good. Nice shot there by Hazen. The ball fake was able to get him a little bit of room, and he drained it. Cut it to a one-point lead. 2:50 left to go in the first half. It's 18-17 Tigers. Myers gets it to Tobias, who gets away from Hazen because of the screen. Tobias has it. Now top of the key between the circles. Gets over to Bainter. Lob pass to Myers. Myers dogged by Hazen to Herner. Herner on the right-hand wing. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Lobbed over the top, and it's going to be out of bounds to the Tigers. Nice defense there. The Tigers were clogging up the middle, and Mustangs weren't able to get anything going. Hazen has it in the middle of the floor. Lead pass to Linhart. Linhart throws up a crazy shot from 18. No good. Kale Watson with the rebound. Throws it up high off the backboard. No good. Rebound by Kylie Watson. And that's going to be no good. And it's going to be rebounded to Herner. Lots of opportunities for the Tigers. Good positioning, but they weren't able to get any shots home. Donis works his way inside. He's going to be called for the travel there. Took him one step too many to get away from the defender. And Kale Watson will throw it in. Three-quarters court press still by the Mustangs. Lob pass to Watson. Watson gets it half court. Wide open underneath is Shipman. And that's good. Tigers have the lead 19-18 with just under 2 minutes left to go. Nice play by Watson to get away from the pressure. Finding Shipman cutting to the basket wide open on the other side of the floor. Myers has it at the circle. Gives it over the left-hand side for Bainter. Bainter holds it high. Right-hand side. Gives it to Herner. Herner. Back to Boehner. Boehner's going to launch a three. No good. Air ball to Kylie Watson underneath. He gets it to Hazen, and Hazen will bring it up. You can't press if you don't make the basket. And Hazen will bring it across timeline. 1 minute, 25 seconds left to go. Linhart has it over on the right-hand wing. Gets it to Cale Watson. Watson fires it across to Hazen over on the left-hand side. Underneath to Kylie Watson. To Cale Watson. Wide open underneath. And he misses the shot. Sorry, I had a couple people move in front of me there. Myers comes away with it, and there's a minute left to go in the first half with the Tigers in 1 point lead. Bainter, cross court pass to Myers. Myers is going to throw this one up. Back of the rim, no good. And it's going to be out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Mustangs. That'll be off Kylie Watson. Mustangs on inbound underneath the Tiger, underneath their own basket. Donath has it over on the baseline, gets it out to Herner. Herner back to Myers, long three, good. He made that one. It's going to be a two-point lead for the Mustangs, 21-19. Watson with a crossover dribble gets it to Kylie Watson. Back to Cale Watson. Cale holds it high. Spin move. Tries to create some room, but is not able to get it. Gets it out to Shipman. Shipman, left hand up. No good. Rebound goes to Kylie Watson, who just out-hustles everybody else to the play. Cale Watson has it, gets it to Linhart between the circles. Linhart gets it over in the right-hand corner, over to Hazen. And Coach Copeland says, I don't like what I'm seeing here, and I'm going to call a timeout, a full timeout. Bashir has 16 and a half seconds left for the half. Find a shot. 21-19 Mustangs. Linhart will inbound on this side of the court. He gets it to Hazen. 16 seconds left to go in the first half. 21-19 Mustangs. Hazen gets it back across to Linhart, and it's going to be knocked away. Out of bounds. 11 seconds left for the half. 11.9, actually. Hazen gets it. He's going to bring it across again. 10 seconds left. 9, 8. Linhart gets it over on the left-hand wing. Gets it to Watson. Watson, 4 seconds left. And they're going to call travel, even though he was pushed down to the floor. The ref's not wanting to call any fouls in this half. It's been going both ways. Very physical game. 2.7 seconds left, and somebody called a timeout. 21-19 Mustangs with a chance to add it on. It's going to take a pretty nice play to be able to get any more points, but we'll see how it goes. Mustangs are inbounded to the far side of the court. Last shot to get some points here before the half. Donis. Baseball pass. It's going to be picked up by Fertig. Throws it up from half court. Oh, my God. That was a close one. It was online, but a little bit low. Going to be 21-19 Mustangs going into the second half. We'll see you after this. Second half action from Marion County. 21-19 Mustang. As we kick off the last few seconds of the halftime, it'll be Brashear ball. It's coming this way now. Linhart will bring it across. It'll be Linhart, Watson, Moore, Shipman, and Anderson, the starting five for the Tigers. Watson pulls up for three. Back of the rim, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Bainter. Bainter gets it to Myers, who's joined by Herner, Mitchell, and Donis. Same starting five. It's the same five that started for the Mustangs. Myers has it. Lob pass over the top to Herner. Herner to Donath. Across to Bainter. To Myers. Through the lane. Nobody was there, so Linhart will pick it up and take it back the other way. 21-19 Mustangs. Linhart walks it up. Mustangs are called off the press here early on in the half. Linhart almost throws it away, but Watson picks it up. Watson gets it. He's going to be called for travel. And the Mustangs have it back. Turnover for each team early on. Mustangs will head the other way. 7 minutes left to go. Herner has it over on the left-hand side. Gets the top of the key to Donath. Over to Myers. Myers holds it high. Gets it to the baseline. To Bainter. Bainter. Right-hand wing to Myers. Myers across top of the zone to Herner. Herner bounce pass inside. It's going to be picked up by Linhart. Looking for somebody to pass it to. He's able to wrap around to Cale Watson, and Cale Watson will bring it across timeline. See if the Tigers can get something going on this possession. Ball fake for Watson. Gets it over to Linhart. Linhart draws the crowd. Throws it away, but Anderson gets it back. Anderson bounce pass to Linhart. Linhart to Watson. Watson almost loses it, but picks it up at the circle. Bounce pass to Linhart. Linhart will throw up a three. No good. And it's going to be off the Mustang. It was a whale of an effort there by Mitchell, but it went out of bounds. Watson will inbound underneath. Linhart's shot was a little bit too long. We'll inbound it again because it's knocked away by the Mustangs. Watson will have it over on the side now. Holds it high. Gives it out to Shipman, who gets it out to Linhart at the circle. Linhart gives it to Moore. Moore over on the right-hand wing. Bounce pass to Shipman. That's going to be a turnover. Myers is going to pick it up. Throws it off the backboard. No good. Moore picks it up, and we're going to head back the other way. Watson has it. Sloppy play by both teams early on. Moore threw it away, and then Myers threw up kind of a wild shot at the other end. Moore gets it back. Bounce pass to Watson. Watson trapped in the corner and throws it away to Myers. Myers heads down to the other end. Anderson gets turned around. He's going to get called for the foul. Myers kind of gave him a head fake, and Anderson got turned around, and that was all she wrote. It's either going to be a basket or foul, probably, and Myers is going to, not going to shoot two. It's going to be before the shot. Belzer and Hazen will come in for Moore and Anderson. Doesn't matter who for who. And Bainter will throw it in underneath. Looking inside and gets it out to Myers. Myers dribbles outside and gets it to Donath. Back to Myers, who's going to bring it around the arc. Myers with a long three out front of the rim. No good. It's going to be out of bounds on the Mustangs. Watson will get it back. Still no scoring here in this third quarter. 5.5 minutes left. 21-19 Mustangs. Watson, meanwhile, pulls up for three. No good. And it's going to be out of bounds. Both teams kind of forcing things here. And Coach Wood for the Mustangs is going to take a 20-second timeout. Well, obviously, neither team listened to what their coach had to say at halftime because I don't think this is how they told them to play. But 21-19 score with 5:22 left to go in the third. Mustangs are going to inbound it right in front of me. Mustangs have Donath, Myers, Mitchell, Bainter, and Herner in starting five. Tigers will have Watson, Hazen, Linhart, Shipman, and Belzer. Myers, bounce pass, gets it across the timeline to Bainter. Gets it back out to Myers. Passes up three and gets it to Herner, who's wide open for a long time. Underneath to Mitchell, pulls his way in. No good, and Linhart with a good rebound. And they're going to call Mitchell for the foul there. That'll be the first foul on the Mustangs, each team with one. Hazen will inbound it to Linhart, far side of the court, and here they come. Still 21-19 with 3 minutes gone in the third quarter. Linhart over the top to Hazen. Hazen gets it out to Watson. Watson has it between the circles. Ball fake and gets it over to the left-hand side to Hazen. Hazen wide open for a little bit. And they're going to call a foul from Mitchell coming up underneath, I believe. If that's his, that'll be his fourth. That is his fourth. That'll be the second team foul on the Mustangs. Tobias, who gave him quality minutes in the first half, is going to come in for Mitchell. He's going to have to sit down early in the second half. Watson comes in for Belzer. Shipman gets it underneath, and it's going to be blocked away out of bounds. Banter came over the top and blocked it from behind, and the Tigers get another shot to tie it up here. Linhart holds it high. Hazen is able to track down the loose ball all the way in, and good. Nice shot there by Justin Hazen, who corralled the loose ball and was able to get around two or three defenders and up under the basket. Myers trapped in the backcourt, gets it to Donath. Donath over the top, and it's going to be thrown away. Nice play there by the Tigers. Picked up a little impromptu press coming out of that timeout in the made basket and caused a turnover. Tie game 21-21 with 4:26 left to go in the third. Watson has it between the circles. Fakes and gets it to Linhart over on the wing. Linhart inside to Shipman. Shipman all the way in. Good. Shipman got that ball about 12 feet away from the basket and hit about 6 feet before anybody came to stop him and put it up from six in. Good. Myers gets it. He's going to try to beat the press with the dribble, and he does. He's going to try to take it all the way in. Bounce pass wide open. Underneath is Donath. Little breakdown in the press there for the Tigers, and it's 23-23 with just under 4 minutes left to go in the third. Hazen brings it across, gets it to Linhart over on the right-hand wing. Back top of the key to Hazen. Out between the circles. Lob pass to Linhart. Linhart covered by Donath. Back to Hazen. Hazen with a ball fake. Lob pass to Linhart. Over to Watson. Watson will take the three here. Back of the rim, no good. It's going to be rebounded by Bainter. Gets it to Myers, and the Mustangs come the other way. And they're going to call Watson with the foul there. Watson didn't get around in front of him in time. That'll be the second foul on the Tigers. And that'll be Watson's first. Myers has it. Throws across timeline to Herner, who has it over on the right-hand wing. Ball fake. Gets it to the baseline. It's going to be knocked away by the Tigers. Mustangs going inbound underneath, but not before Anderson and Furtig come in for Kylie Watson and Andrew Linhart. Mustangs get it to Donis. Out to Herner on the right-hand wing. Over to Myers, wide open for three. Good. 26-23 Mustangs. 3:15 left to go in the third quarter. Somebody didn't pick him up on the switch. He was wide open for three, and he drained it. Hazen has it between the circles. Telegraphs the pass to Furtig. Donis tries to take it all the way in. It's going to be knocked away. And Shipman's going to be called for the foul on that. The Mustangs got it and brought it down on Shipman's shoulder. And the official called him for the foul. 26-23 Mustangs. Myers gets it. Wide open. Shipman's going to be called for his fourth foul here. Trying to rush out and cover Myers because somebody missed the assignment on that. And Shipman knows he's coming out of the game. Maybe three shots here for Myers. 26-23, 2:55 left to go. First shot by Myers is good. Second shot's good. Kylie Watson and Linhart come in. Shipman sits down, and so does Hazen. That's Shipman's fourth foul, fourth team foul on the Tigers this half. 28-23. See if he can extend it to the six. Third one's good. Furtig gets it into Watson. Cale Watson, who almost loses the dribble but gets it back between the circles. Crossover. Tries to lose Herner on the fake. Watson decides to take it all the way. They're going to call him for traveling on that. And turnover is going to give it back to the Mustang. Donath gets it to Myers. Myers picks up his dribble. Gets it over to Herner. And it's going to be out of bounds. Turnover. That's the second turnover this half caused by the press of the Tigers. And Cale Watson will throw it in far side of the court to Linhart, who gets it in the backcourt, and he'll bring it across the timeline. Linhart gets it to Cale Watson. Watson on left-hand wing, underneath to Linhart. All he had to do was corral that pass, and he had an easy basket, but he missed it. A little bit of a high pass by Cale Watson. Now down to the other end, Donath drives in, and he's going to get a foul. That's going to be a foul on Linhart, I believe. That'll be the 15th foul. No, that's foul on Cale Watson. 15th foul for the Tigers. Donald will shoot two. First off front of the rim, no good. 29-23 Mustangs. Every time the Brashear Tigers get a little bit closer, the Mustangs are able to string together a few baskets and pull back ahead. Second one's no good. Rebound by Bainter, who loses it. And picked up by Tobias. Now out to Myers for three. Good. Boy, that was a costly mistake. Not boxing out on that free throw. Puts it up to a 9-point lead for the Mustangs. 2 minutes left to go in the third. Watson has it. Gets it to Linhart. Linhart gets it to Anderson. Cutting across. Gets it out to Fertig. Fertig throws up a wild shot. Good. Boy, that was a crazy shot off of 1 foot for Fertig. From about 18 feet away, and he's able to put it in. 32-25. Stops the bleeding for a little bit. Mustangs over the top of the press. Gets it into Donis. Donis to the middle of the lane, and good. And now the Tigers have to come back the other way. Coach Copeland's going to call timeout here. It's 34-25 with a minute and a half left to go in the third. The Tigers will get set to inbound it. They're down 34-25 with a minute 35 left to go in the third. Watson gets it to Linhart in the backcourt. Tigers have been telegraphing too many passes tonight, and it's been costing them on the other end. Linhart bounced pass to Watson over on the right-hand wing. Knocked away by Bainter, gets it across to Myers, and there's going to be a foul in transition. That'll be a foul on Moore. That'll be the 16th foul on the Brashear. One more, and Mustangs are in the bonus. That's his first, Moore's first. Herner has it over on the left-hand wing. Gets to Myers. Now to Bainter over on the baseline. Back out to Myers. Myers top of the key to Donis. Over on the right, left-hand side for Herner. Herner ball fake. Gets it inside to Tobias. Tobias throws up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Cale Watson. He's joined by his brother Kylie, along with Andrew Linhart, Cale Moore, and Trey Treasure out on the court right now for the Tigers. Another turnover there. Myers is going to take it all the way and score. 11-point lead for the Mustangs after the Tigers led 23-21 at one point. Watson trying to dribble away from Donis. Puts it up. Rebound by Moore. Gets the rebound. Knocked away. Knocks it back. Picked up by Tobias, who gets it to Myers. 24 seconds left. Up ahead to Herner. Herner tries to get it over the top, and it's knocked out of bounds by Linhart, I believe. Mustangs are going to have the last shot here. 19.5 seconds left at 36-25. Nice run to end the quarter here by the Mustangs. Herner gets it to Myers, who's wide open. Can't leave him in that. Up front of the rim, no good. Rebound by Bainter, who gets it to Tobias. Throws up a shot, no good. 9 seconds left. Picked up by Linhart on the scrum. 5 seconds left for Linhart. He doesn't see the clock. Dribbles all of his time away, and has to shoot a three-quarter court shot. You got to have teammates out there telling you how much time's left. He wasted about 5 seconds in the backcourt and had to end up launching it from the opposite three-point line. It hit off the backboard and rim, but still, he had to think he could have got a better shot than that. So going into the fourth quarter, the Tigers are down 36-25. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here. The Mustangs will inbound it. Chipman comes back in along with Watson, Furtig, Hazen, and Linhart. Bainter has it over on the left baseline. Gets to Myers. Myers on the left wing. Gets back to Bainter and then cuts across. They're going to call a double foul on Watson and Donnett there. And although that will put Marion County in the bonus, I don't think they'll get to shoot yet. So, on the next one they will. Linhart has it. Excuse me, he picks up the offense. They're going to call a body foul on Linhart. Looked like he had position there, but knocked down by Myers on his way to the basket. And he'll shoot 1-1 on that. That's the eighth team foul on the Tigers. That'll be Linhart's first. Myers' first is good. He'll get another. 12-point lead, 37-25 for the Mustangs. 7:41 left. Still plenty of time. Come back in this one. Just got to start getting some turnovers and hitting some shots. Myers' second shot is good. Watson inbounds it to Furtig, who gets it back and gets it back to Watson. Watson brings it across the timeline. Little floater from 10 is good. Nice shot there by Cale Watson on transition to beat the press. Tigers need to cut off Bainter. Bainter throws up a shot. Rebound by Linhart up underneath. Gets bopped in the nose, but he comes out with it anyway. Kale Watson's going to bring it across the half-court line. Watson between the legs to Hazen. Hazen over on the right-hand wing. Hazen dribbles in with Myers guarding him. Watson gets it. Pulls up from 18. No good. And it's going to be off Linhart out of bounds for the Mustang. 38-27. Tigers are down with 7:04 left to go. Tigers going to pick up the full-court press. Myers gets it. Throws over the top to Tobias. Tobias. Ball fake, gives it back to Myers. Myers going to take it all the way. Bounce pass across to Bainter. Bainter across the lane to Furtig, who picks it off. Furtig gets it back to Watson. Watson's going to bring it up the court. 6:45 left to go, 38-27. Brashear down. Linhart over on the right wing, holds it high. Gets it to Watson, who gets knocked to the floor, misses a shot, and rebounded by Mustangs. They're going the other way. Donis gets it on the other side. All the way in and good. Boy, you had to see him coming from a mile away. I don't know why the Tigers didn't go get in front of him. Watson trying to call the play here. 13-point lead. Herner knocks it away, and they'll stay with the Tigers. Too many slow passes, slow telegraph passes for the Tigers. Definitely costing them tonight. Something they're going to have to work on. When you run a play in practice too much, sometimes you get a little lackadaisical with stuff. There's going to be a foul on Donis, who knocked Linhart to the floor. He didn't even try to go around Linhart, just tried to run through him. That'll be Donis' third. Fourth team foul on the Mustangs. Knocked away on the inbound. Myers is going to go the other way. Knocked away by Furtig, who came all the way from the other side to knock it away from Myers underneath the basket. Nice play. Nice hustle play by Furtig. Guess what you get out of these freshmen? They got nothing to lose. Tobias with an 18-footer is good. And that puts the lead up to 42-27, 15-point lead for the Mustangs. Starting to be dire straits here for the Tigers. Hazen has it at the circle. Gets it to Linhart. Linhart with a ball fake underneath to Hazen. Hazen puts it up. No good. Rebound to Shipman. No good. And it's going to be a jump ball. Hazen's able to grab it with Tobias. And it'll stay with the Tigers now. Watson will inbound it underneath the basket. Watson over to Hazen. Wide open for three. Good. Nice shot, Justin Hazen. 42-30. That'll trim a little bit of the fat off. Furtick's able to get in front of the defender, Donis. And now Furtick grabs a hold of Donis grabs a hold of Furtick's arm in frustration. That'll be four fouls on Donis. Furtick saw Donis chasing that ball down and went and got right in front of him when Donis turned around and saw Furtick lost the ball, and Furtick was able to chase it down and get the foul. Hazen, meanwhile, will throw it in on this side of the court in the backcourt to Linhart. Linhart will bring it up. 42-30 Tigers with 5:22 left to go in the fourth. Need to get something going here. Hazen gets it over on the left-hand side. Top of the key to Linhart. Linhart working on Herner. Gets it to Kale Watson. He'll throw up the three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound goes to Myers. Myers all the way across to Donna, who has to corral it. Gets it out to Herner. Back out to Tobias. Tobias with the ball fake, and there's going to be a timeout called by Marion County coach. Too bad. It's going to cost him a three-pointer there. His team made the three, but they'd already called the timeout. 42-30 Mustangs. Here's a little game reset. 5 minutes even left to go. Five team fouls for the Mustangs and eight for the Tigers, so the Mustangs are already in the bonus. Mustangs are inbound it. Looks like in front of the scorer's table. Whenever they come back out on the floor. Looks like it'll be Herner to inbound it. Tigers have Kale and Kylie Watson, Kale Moore, Justin Hazen, and David Anderson out on the floor right now. Myers holds it between the circles, gets it over to Herner, almost loses it. Guarded closely by Hazen. Gets it to Herner, gets it to Myers. Long pass into Kale Watson, who gets position on Donath and takes it away. Trying to make something happen, Tigers. 42-30 with 4:44 left to go in the fourth period. Bounce pass inside to Watson. Puts it up off the glass and good. Cuts it to a 10-point lead. 5-point run for the Tigers here. Watson knocks it away. Tigers are getting active now. Coach Copeland imploring his team to get their arms up. Myers gets it in the corner. He's going to be trapped by Hazen. Herner gets it. Across the timeline. Chased by Hazen. And Myers gets it between the circles. Lob pass over to Bainter. Back to Myers. Bounce pass over to Boehner. Back to Myers. Tries to lob it in to Mitchell. And that's good. Off the glass and good. Nice little lob play for the big guy. And it's 44-32 Mustangs with just over 4 minutes left to go in the fourth period. Watson fakes the three. Guarded closely. Lob pass to Kylie Watson, who gets it to Hazen. Drives straight to the basket. Has it knocked away. Almost picks up a senseless foul there. Donis gets it and gets it to Myers. Myers will bring it across. 3:45 left to go. Herner has it over on the right-hand wing. Holds it high. Brings it down. Gets it back out to Myers. Myers has it. Back to Herner. Herner inside. Knocked away by Moore. But Herner gets it back. Donis gets it from 18. Good. He didn't look terribly comfortable shooting that shot, but that doesn't necessarily matter as long as you make it. Back up to a 15-point lead for the Tigers, or for the Mustangs, excuse me. Kale Moore has it. Over to Hazen. Hazen puts it up and in. Moore threw it through David Anderson's hands right to Hazen, and Hazen was able to go in for the layup. Down to a 13-point lead with just over 3 minutes left to go in the game. 47-34. Lob pass goes over to Donath, who tries another shot from there. No good. And there's going to be a push-off on Bainter. It's going to go to the Tigers. That'll be the 16th foul on the Mustang. And that'll be, as soon as they put it up on the board, that'll be the first foul on Bainter. Tobias is going to come in for him. Crowd applauding the effort by Bainter there. Kel Watson will throw it into Hazen, and then Hazen will be able to bring it across unmolested. He gives it back to Watson, who does the same. Bounce pass into David Anderson. David Anderson at the elbow. Bounce pass out to Linhart. Linhart, crossover dribble between the circles. Bounce pass over to Hazen. Hazen has it over on the right-hand wing. Underneath to Linhart. He throws up a wild shot. No good. Kind of got caught underneath the basket there. Out of control, and Myers will slow it down. 2.5 minutes left to go in the fourth. 47-34 Mustangs. Donath holds it high over on the left, right wing. Out to Herner in the same place. Herner between the circles to Myers. Over to Donath. Mustangs willing to use a little bit of time here. Donath launches a three. No good. Rebound by Hazen after it was tipped by Watson. Hazen will bring it across. 2 minutes left to go in the game. 47-34. Tigers have to get something going in a hurry if they want to close this gap. Hazen throws up a wild shot underneath, and he's going to get called for the foul. Hey, that's all right. He fouled the big guy there. Under 2 minutes left. That's going to put them on the line for the last one-and-one shot they'll shoot tonight. That's 9 team fouls on the Tigers. That's Hazen's first. Here comes Mitchell. Shoot 1-1. First shot. It's good. Got to make them make their free throws. That's how you handle this. Second shot by Mitchell. No good. And it's going to be knocked out of bounds going to the Tigers. 48-34 with a minute 54 left to go in the fourth quarter. Linhart gets it into Watson. Need a little bit of urgency here, fellas. Down by 14. Watson dribbles. Pulls up from 18. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes to Watson, who's able to steal it away from Mitchell. Watson, bounce pass into Kylie Watson. Watson, he throws it up off the on the rim. No good. It's going to be rebounded by Watson, and he's going to be going to dribble it out of bounds. Good baseline defense by Tobias there. And Mustangs look like they're going to pull this one out. 1:33 left to go. It's 48-34. Marion County. Donathan bounced to Herner. Herner over to Myers. Myers crossover dribble in the middle of the floor. Gets it to... stolen by Furtig now. Furtig dribbles around. And they're going to call travel on Furtig. Furtig had a player wide open underneath the basket and couldn't get it to him. Meanwhile, the Mustangs inbound it. Tobias has it. Pestered by Hazen. Gets it back to Herner. Herner at the timeline. Finally gets it across. Over to Myers. 1:10 left to go. And the Mustangs are going to call a timeout on it. A lot of passing around and dribbling. Coach Wood thought that the Mustangs were getting a little bit out of control, so he called the timeout. 1:05 left to go at 48-34 Mustangs. Here we go. Last minute five in the game. 48-34 Mustangs. As the Mustangs will inbound it underneath their own basket. Donis gets it over on the baseline. Out to Herner. Back to Myers, and Myers is content to dribble around a little bit. Gets it over to Tobias. Guarded closely by Furtig. Looking for somebody to pass it to. Ends up dribbling all the way to the basket. Nobody's going to guard him. Why not? Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No good. Going to be rebounded by Shipman. Gets it out to Hazen. 43 seconds left to go. 48-34 Mustang. Hazen up to Watson. Kale Watson. One dribble away from the defender. Bounce pass ends. No good. Anderson gets it in the loose ball. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound goes to Myers. Less than 30 seconds left to go in the game. Myers brings it all the way across. Lob pass into Mitchell. That's going to be knocked away by Shipman. 20 seconds left to go, 48-34. Tigers played. They played with a lot of fire tonight, a lot of hustle. You can't. It wasn't about lack of hustle that caused the problem. It was about just a lot of silly turnovers. Need to get a little bit more crisp on their passes. As Mitchell puts one off the glass and in, puts it up to 50-34. Kale Watson dribbles across timeline. Stops, pops some three, no good. Hazen tries to save it in. 5 seconds left to go in the game. 50-34 Mustang. Donis gets it into Myers, and he'll just be able to hold it. And that'll be all for this game. Final score in this one is Marion County Mustang 50, Brashear Tigers 34. The next game will be Monday night in Novinger Tournament. We'll have Hey, we'll be broadcasting those games, so check the website. That's brashear.k12.mo.us to get the times for that. And thanks for joining me tonight. Have a safe trip back. Thanks.